Hi, and welcome back to the Iron Moms USA podcast. I'm Ina Koppel.
And I'm Raina Butler.
And today's episode is all about
vacation.
Yes, the vacation episode, because we just got back from vacation.
Yeah, it's really been a minute. I don't think we've been on a podcast in what, like 3 weeks?
Is it three?
I think so.
Oh my God, I've missed everyone.
I know. I was in Miami for 2 weeks and then I hopped over to meet you in Aruba.
Life is good.
Life is so good.
Life is good post-COVID.
Is it
post-COVID yet?
No, I don't think so. I think we're still in COVID.
For some of us.
Right. All right. We've got lots of questions about the vacation. They want to know about traveling with kids, protein powders. Are you ready?
I am ready to answer your questions. Okay. Let's do it.
So I've come back from a long vacation. How much weight should I take off all of my lifts?
Oh, actually, I just did that. So if you were training consistently and you're away for about a week, right? It's average vacation time. You take 10% off your lifts, off your squat, your deadlift, and your upper body. You know, if you were in the middle of your program and you're doing the 3x5 or 5x3, you know, if you're training and, you know, we're not talking about taking 10% off of a single or something or heavy single. We're talking about regular workouts. You take 10% off and round down. I rounded up and my quads are super sore today. You know how you get ambitious and you're like, oh, I don't want to lose everything that I've worked for. And then you wind up like rounding up even by a few pounds. And man, I'm feeling it today.
I'm the girl that's like, oh, I can round down 3 pounds. Thank you. I'll just go up by 5 on the next workout.
That's why you have a coach.
That's right.
Take 10% off and hop back to it and round down.
Okay. Do you suggest lifting while on vacation, Ina?
Well, you know, I really had a lot of experience traveling to islands and places where there were opportunities to use barbells. Unfortunately, you know, there's no starting strength gym in Aruba.
Hint, hint, starting strength gyms.
Yeah, really, guys. But I've used CrossFits. They're very accommodating, but the equipment is usually crappy and beat up. They're not big on fractional plates, and the floors tend to be uneven. And so if it's that kind of vacation and those conditions, I would recommend that if you must train, you do a light workout. It's certainly not worth hurting yourself and then interrupting your training even greater when you return because you're coming back from an injury. But if you are traveling within the States and you have a gym that you know works with power lifters, or a starting strength gym, then you can go ahead and train. And sometimes, you know, depending on your flight and if you slept or not, your workouts might feel shitty. You might need to make a small adjustment. In general, if you're taking like a real vacation, I recommend that you enjoy vacation and don't stress out about training. The beauty about barbell training is that you build new structures, you know, you're building muscle, and that takes longer to break down than, let's say, cardiovascular fitness. So you shouldn't freak out that you're going to lose all of your gains. You know, you'll pop right back in within a week or so. So don't stress. Try to enjoy your vacation and don't risk yourself. Don't get hurt because you're being stubborn because you think you're going to lose your gains. Strength is persistent.
That's great. Very fair. That's fun. That's good. Just take a break. That's what I heard.
That's what you did.
That is exactly what I did.
Yeah. But you were good. You trained right up until we left.
I trained. No, I even trained in Miami. I got really lucky.
That's right.
In my hotel, crazy. I walk into the hotel gym, which we assumed was going to be crappy. And there was a beautiful row rack, plates galore, and like 3 different barbells.
And some mirrors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids had a good time.
Yeah. Your kids went with you. I was proud of you that you trained really. I was quite impressed, but you know what the key is that you didn't try to just recreate your program and hop back on. You just sort of said, listen, my kids are at my feet. I've got to do something. I want to be in and out. And that's the right way to handle it instead of trying to be a perfectionist about it. And then having a bad training experience and being frustrated. People ask me all the time, like, how come it was so shitty when I was on vacation? And I'm like, all the conditions are different. You know, you're used to training in perfect conditions in your house or in your gym. When you're traveling, everything is different, not worth risking it. So you adjusted, did great.
Yeah. And the best part was some like guy came up to like, do you need a spot? And my 9-year-old whipped her head around. She doesn't need a spot. That's right, Tori. We don't need spots for you.
Tori knows what's up.
Strange man. All right. Next question. This is interesting. Ina, I see you drinking protein shakes.
Whoop, whoop.
Why? And which one do you suggest?
So I'm drinking protein shakes for two reasons. One, because I wanted to improve my recovery and my strength improvements increases, and to support a program that was getting rather intense. And I just wasn't motivated to eat more, but I wanted to increase my protein somehow. And the shake is a easy way of doing it when you're working or busy and on the run. So I chose to have that because I was being lazy with meal prepping. And instead of waiting to be perfect with it, I just sort of said, okay, I'm going to add the shake. I'm not going to make myself crazy. And when I get motivated, I'll do better with meal prep. But I also added the shake because I was trying to drop some body fat and increase muscle mass so that I'd be a little bit more, you know, firmed up for vacation.
Do you put milk or water in your shake when you're trying to
almond
lose weight?
Milk. Almond milk. Oh, it's not that. I just don't tolerate milk in my shakes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but almond milk is good. Water, I'd throw up.
Okay. And is there any brand that you like suggest to the ladies?
Starting Strength has a good whey protein powder. Strength Co. has a good whey protein powder. And I buy Gold Standard.
I didn't even know Starting Strength and the Strength Co. had a powder.
Go on their websites and order away.
Why am I not surprised? These guys have everything good.
They do everything.
All right. Now, if I can't lift on vacation, what workout should I be doing?
Yeah, that's a very common question. You can't recreate barbell training without barbells. So simple HIIT workouts are good to do. Look, you know, you're not going to lose your gains. You might feel a little bit deconditioned or a little bit, you know, off balance or awkward when you get back onto the bar for the first time. But once you warm up, you'll be good to go. If you want to work out on vacation, don't waste your time spending hours in gyms or hours trying to do videos. Go enjoy your vacation. Do a quick, you know, 15 to 20 Tabata workout. Do some push-ups, do some air squats, some planks, you know, whatever gets your heart rate up a little bit and lets you use your body. It's not going to help you, you know, in terms of keeping the weight on the bar when you return, you know, the same. It'll just make you feel mentally better that you are active. So most of the time I recommend people just swim if they're able to.
What do you think of like aqua Zumba?
That was very cute, Raina. No, you barely moved.
Well, I was excellent. And I had a 40-pound weight, AKA my son,
that's
doing
true.
It with me.
That is true. So Raina did some aqua aerobics in the pool, and it was quite funny because we were overprepared.
We were way overprepared for the class.
We had to be careful not to take over the class.
We controlled ourselves very well.
I think so.
Okay. And one last question. I don't know. They had to ask it. They snuck it in. You're going to love this. How do I not gain weight on vacation?
I don't blame them, but I understand. Okay. Back to the weight gain part. So what you can do is you have to decide what's important to you. If you're on the type of vacation where you really want to enjoy the food, cut out the alcohol. If you're on the type of vacation where you're going to not have amazing food, you're not into it, then you can have more alcohol. I mean, look, this is all about calories in and how much you're consuming. If you can control and balance those calories, you can sort of have fun and then stick to your program. So for instance, I just dropped a little bit of belly fat and I chose alcohol over food on this vacation. And I stayed away from the sugary drinks for the most part and stuck with vodka and, you know, whatever else I put into it. But I didn't pig out on the food because wasn't so into it. And I wanted to have drinks on the beach because why not? And so if you can kind of pick and choose what calories you're having, I think that you can control your intake. And remember, you know, you can't gain that much weight in a week. You'll mostly just feel bloated. And when you get home, also within a week, you'll be back to where you were. So yeah, unless you're pounding like McDonald's every day.
Sounds good.
Just mess around with your calories and choose what you want to focus on drinking or eating.
That's a fair answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were just going to say, you know what, guys, let it go.
Well, I would, but that's, you know, not the question.
All right. That's fair. Okay, now let's talk about the kids. This was a family fun vacation. We brought our kids.
That was the best part, honestly. I had so much fun with the
kids. You had your 19-year-old daughter. Mm. I had my 9-year-old and 3-year-old.
That's the photo we're going to use.
We're going to show you guys our little family photo. Minus Leo, because he doesn't do pictures.
That's right.
Just monster trucks.
No, he throws things at you.
Okay, so they asked, how did I travel with my kids alone?
I mean, you were very prepared. I was very proud of you.
Okay, I looked like I was on an army trip. And I'm going to say the best piece of advice is, if you could be hands-free, you gave me this tip, is like number one.
Yeah.
Being hands-free. So this is how I did it. Each of my kids had their own knapsacks with their like on the plane essentials, each an iPad that no one ended up using because there was no internet, of course, on my flight, story of my life, with their toys and their blankets and snacks.
Snacks are clutch.
Don't depend on airport food or airport snacks. They need their snacks. Mm-hmm. So like my kids need Oreos and Pringles. We had that in their backpacks and anything that they have extra is just a cherry on top.
Yeah, but the key is that you had your hands free to grab them should you need to.
Yes, and I wore my son's knapsack on my back, and my knapsack in the front of me, but it was so helpful because, like, you know, you're always like reaching for boarding passes, your cell phone.
I kept
everything in like the pocket on my chest, and it made it so much easier. So if you can be hands free and have everything you need like right on you, like a fanny pack or a backpack.
So true.
It's like a game changer.
I agree. And that really does make a difference because your son will sprint.
Yes. My son likes to run away from people. It's part of the fun of Leo. He likes to sprint. So hands free and keep everything you need right next to you. And I think it's helpful if it's in the front of you. So like this trip was no fancy purses. I had like a old school backpack on my back, old school backpack on my chest. Yeah. And I was rocking and rolling.
Good. And then when he sprints, you can chase him.
Then I could chase him. Then no worries. That's right.
And what did you do? Carry-ons?
So we didn't check any luggage because this was clutch. Like a shorter trip. Super clutch. So good. Zero wait time when you get off in both destinations, in your vacation spot and in home. So we just carried our stuff on and that was it. But the best part was when I was able to put my 800-pound carry-ons overhead with no help.
Oh yeah, strong moms.
I had like a boss mom moment. I really liked it.
My daughter did also for the first time.
Yeah, and your daughter's miniature.
She's tiny and she was like, I want to do this by myself because she just started lifting and she was quite impressed. It was reinforcing for her.
Yeah, I even made people wait behind me while I did it.
Wait, you also had an awesome beach bag.
I did have a really awesome beach bag. It's humongous and it fits everything. Everything.
Yeah, it really does. It's like mesh, black mesh.
Black
lots
mesh.
Lots of pockets.
It's like perfect for all the beach toys, all the drinks.
The sand goes right through
The sand goes right through. And at the end of the night, I dump out all the sand, I wipe it down, and boom, it's ready the next day to go again.
No, you were great. You were really prepared. We were worried about you, but by the time you met us, you looked like you had everything together. It was when you were on the beach that was the hard part.
Oh, yeah. The beach was the hardest part.
Sprinting after Leo.
Oh, speaking of which, what fun activities do you do with your kids on vacation?
Depends on the vacation.
It does depend on the vacation, but I usually go places that are warm.
Yes.
Because I'm not paying to go somewhere cold. I live in New York and it's plenty of cold.
Oh, it was the worst winter.
Like ski vacations, way over my head. I don't understand.
I've done that. It's painful in the snowsuits.
So the rule is on vacation, you're there to vacation. So we're not going to be running around finding activities. The activities is whatever is on property.
Yeah.
So pool and beach.
Yeah, that's true.
That are the two options.
It's basically what activities. She lets them dig in the sand and swim and she chases them.
Right. You're supposed to just relax. It's supposed to be downtime.
Yeah.
When we're home in New York, we go to museums and we do all that stuff at home.
Unless you're in Disney.
Right.
Unless we're in old Disney.
Right. Not pandemic Disney.
Mm-mm.
We skip that.
Not worth it.
We skip that. Yeah. But yeah, when I'm on vacation, it's a warm place, pool, beach, play.
Let them go free. Although we did take Tori out for girls' lunch.
I wasn't invited to that.
You were not. You were excluded. We took Tori out with Shelly so that she could feel special and have like a grown-up girl's experience. And it was a blast.
She really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best part was that I wasn't invited.
Yeah. Well, also because then you got to be with Leo.
That's true.
And she got to have special attention.
Me and Leo got to We looked for Zumba? Iguanas.
Oh, iguanas. I thought you did Zumba. He's pretty good at it.
He's pretty good at Zumba. Yeah, sure.
So cute.
I do it and like I hold him, then lift him up.
Yeah. Oh my God. You really did hold him through all of those things. He's a big boy.
Okay. Ooh, look, I have a comment from a hater. I love this.
You know, I
feel like Rip.
Yeah, right. Do you guys listen to comments from the hater from Starting Strength? You really should listen to comments from the haters.
It's the best part Starting of the Strength whole Radio. Starting Strength podcast.
Yeah. Although, you know what? When I really have been enjoying Pete's intros recently.
I have to listen.
He's really funny.
Okay, Pete.
Yeah,
of course he is.
We've been getting some hater comments and that's cool. Just means people are listening. So thanks for listening.
Yeah, this is a good one. I saw you on Instagram dancing. Ooh. And it looks like you've gained weight. Is that because you only barbell train now?
Raina, how much do you weigh?
Right now I weigh 137 pounds.
It's absolutely ridiculous to me. And I actually have an article coming out on women and size. It's ridiculous to me that still you're being criticized and I'm being criticized for weight gain when we both weigh average for our height. You know,
it's 2021, people. Shit. Everyone's so woke. They're so woke. Everyone's woke and progressive until it comes to like a little bit of booty.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we have to regress.
You know, Raina is, I don't know if you guys have seen her. She's fit. She's strong. She's beautiful. And I had her put on weight because she was underweight and sick all the time doing her aerobics job.
Yeah. Before the pandemic, I weighed like 120 pounds. Ugh. And I look back and I'm like, wow, I looked ill.
Yeah.
Like horrible.
Yeah. You look fantastic now. And it isn't even, honestly, it isn't that you put on weight on purpose. You just don't run yourself into the ground every day, over-exercising, using your body for work. Now you just chase your kids.
Right. And I like eat now. I didn't have time to eat before.
You didn't. You look beautiful. And Raina is in great shape and she's at the healthiest I've ever seen her. And the fact that people think and blame barbell training for her putting on weight, it's just absurd. I think that people have struggled so much with their own body image that they project it on lifters, on other women, on the sport. You know, it's just that you have to look at yourself and say, okay, what's right for me? If you're looking at another woman and you're judging her because you think she put on weight based on what she's doing for exercise, like, why do you care?
I know.
How about the question to be, how about the question being, wow, you look really happy. You know, are you enjoying your training? I see you're enjoying your training. Tell me what you love about it. Maybe you can learn something from it. Maybe you can benefit from what Raina's been benefiting from.
Also like, hi, it was just a Zumba class. Calm down, people. It was a joke. We were having a little fun on vacation.
Yeah. That's what Zumba and exercise and cardio is for. It's fun. To have fun and be recreational with it. I know. It's also hard to be in the face of things. And in fact, those women, so if I put them side by side with you and you were 120 and them, let's say when they're 120, I promise you, they would look totally different than you.
Oh, sure.
They would be soft. They'd be sagging in places and they would still be unhappy with themselves. But the fact that people comment on our weight or our appearance really shows you that they're not happy with themselves and they have a fear that maybe why is Raina comfortable in her own skin right now? You know, is something going to happen to me? Should I be doing something I'm not doing? Why is she okay with gaining weight? And I'll freaking tell you why. Because if you look at a lifter who's 130 pounds, and then you look at a regular person who is 130 pounds, their physique will look differently. The person who's not lifting will be softer, will have fat deposits in places they're not happy with, where the lifter will have a more athletic appearance. So the weight on the scale will look very different on people who lift and who don't. And the people who lift are a lot happier with their bodies because the weight is firm muscle. And if people see that maybe, I mean, Raina, you're just, I'm still trying to get you to grow. It's a ridiculous.
Not only that, like, forget what I look like. Okay. We'll move past that. Like I deadlifted 275 and that to me is way more exciting than like stepping on a scale and being like, I weigh 137 or I weigh 120.
Yeah.
So if my weight is going to be linked to high performance, I'm okay with it creeping up.
That's right.
Like if the number on the bar is creeping up, that's not creeping. That's jumps. Okay. That's like, oh, that's what they call gains. Oh, look at that.
That's right.
If I can have peak performance and just gain a little weight, I am cool with it. If I could deadlift 300, I'll be willing to put in another 10 pounds.
I think your ass has never looked better.
No one in my house is complaining.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
That's all I have to say.
You look fantastic.
No one in my house is complaining.
I used to have women complain to me about their bodies, and no matter what weight they were, when they finally did reach their goal weight by depriving themselves of calories and over-exercising, they still weren't happy, and their faces looked awful. They didn't look healthy. And we really have to just reimagine the way a woman should appear. It is absolutely absurd to me that a strong woman is criticized. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's just these people are so focused on themselves and their bodies. And don't they know that eventually, yeah, you'll get older, you'll become frail. And don't worry, you'll get your wish. You'll weigh less. And when you weigh less and you're a frail individual, you'll wish that you had strength in your legs to carry you around so that you don't have to be in wheelchairs, nursing homes, or with a walker. And skinny when you get older means frail. So you choose. And I choose strength.
Yeah, so do I. When I'm 75, I'll be chasing my grandkids down a beach somewhere.
Yeah, that's for sure. Great, great grandkids too.
That's probably. Right. Mm-hmm. And still doing aqua Zumba.
Yeah.
Shaking my butt.
Yeah.
On video.
Yeah. Raina.
Maybe
looks
by then
fantastic.
It'll be live.
Do you remember that lady that we saw by the pool?
She had to be.
She's awesome.
Close to.
Yeah. 70.
High six. Yeah. 70.
She's definitely close to 70 and she was rocking it and she had thighs and hips and
she was wearing the tiniest bathing suit I've seen in a long time.
She was happy.
She was happy.
Great. So just, you know, ask yourself, why are you so focused on someone else's weight gain? Focus on yourself. But if you want to know why Raina's so healthy and happy, go ahead and ask her that question so that you can help yourself.
All right. Maybe on the next podcast.
Yes. Good.
Okay. And this segues into my favorite part of the podcast.
Drum roll, please.
Overheard at the gym.
Oh, what do we have today?
Today, we're talking about some of my least favorite people.
Who are they?
The barbell blamers.
Barbell blamers?
Yes.
What do they do?
They blame everything on barbells.
Oh, shock.
And there's so many of them. I love them all. And for so many different reasons. Okay.
That's right.
We'll start with the people who can't lose weight. The people who used to come to the barbell club after you spent all this time giving them fancy programs. I've never seen such creative programming before. And I taught boot camp, for goodness sake.
The only reason it's creative is because they weren't consistent.
And as you're doing this and the squats and the deadlift. Okay. Then on top of that, you have a whole, you used to give people nutrition plans.
Yes.
Like so simple. Mm-hmm. Like my three-year-old could follow your plans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Ina, I'm not losing weight. It must be because I'm barbell training. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're like, okay, so why don't you go do a cardio class? Oh, still not losing weight. But you know whose fault it is? Not their own.
No,
never.
The
never.
Barbell blamer.
The barbell.
Yeah. I could pull my hair out talking about this subject. I'm just so happy that I'm me and that I don't have that mindset because I would be unhappy all the time, dissatisfied with my appearance. I've coached hundreds of women over the past 10 years with barbells. And let me tell you something, the people who paid attention to nutrition got stronger, got fitter, and they were not made fatter by a barbell. A tool cannot make you fat. Now, that being said, does your body hold on to a little bit of fat to protect its muscle? Yes, but it doesn't make you gain 30 pounds of fat, okay? Overeating does. Don't lie. You know it. You know what you're eating. You're not going to gain weight on chicken and rice and salad,
right?
Okay? It's the other stuff that you're not telling your coach about. And every woman is listening to this. They're smiling right now. They're like, I know. Listen, when I pig out, I'm not going to blame my pizza because it's more likely that it's the French fries with cheese and the alcohol and the candy. If I have a slice of pizza here and there, I'm not going to put on the same pounds I am from French fries with whatever and all the fried food and candy that I'm eating and the booze that I'm drinking. You can be selective with your nutrition, lift weights and not gain 30 pounds. We have people that complain, oh, I got fat because I lifted weights. It's like, really?
Wait, how about the people who are like, I hurt myself in barbell club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anyone get hurt like in that climate. I'm not talking about like a CrossFit climate where people are like throwing crazy things with their heads. Mm-hmm. Like in starting strength, everything is like kind of so slow moving.
Yeah, you're being careful.
And like you're being careful. Your coach is there. Every little move is being analyzed. Well,
the people tweak it. People will tweak things when they're lifting heavy, but it isn't because of the barbell. It's because you were not cautious with your technique, or you were sloppy with your movement patterns, or you didn't tighten up, you know, hard enough. To blame other things for weight gain or injury, to blame an object, is you not taking responsibility for your own actions. Listen, I put on like 8 pounds over COVID and I was lazy with my nutrition, but I didn't stop lifting. And it wasn't the barbell that made me gain weight. It was my horrible eating habits. And then as soon as I cleaned up my eating habits and in fact increased the weight on the bar, I started to become more fit. I lost belly fat. And anytime I've tweaked my back, it's because I haven't set my back hard enough. So the bottom line is, you know, if you're going to blame equipment,
right,
for your weight gain, you're always going to struggle and be frustrated with the results in any activity that you do, because the problem is you haven't taken responsibility for your actions. You're not happy with yourself, and you haven't confronted the truth about why you're not being, you know, you're not doing the things you should be doing. Like I, you know, when I needed help with nutrition, I reach out to people for help. I'm not going to blame the weight training and quit. Then my ass would sag. That's not good.
I know. People, like I said, they give barbells like godly powers.
Yeah.
Like everything wrong in life because of this thing, mm-hmm. this 45 pound mm-hmm. piece of metal.
Yeah. They're like, my arms got bigger. My, this doesn't fit. This doesn't fit. Yeah. Okay. But you haven't dropped body fat. So you're just increasing your muscle mass and you're increasing your body fat. You haven't tightened up your nutrition. So what do you think is going to happen? But let me tell you something. You see athletes and you see lean body mass on them. They're lifting heavy. They're training hard. And I've got plenty of women who are lifting heavy and are very fit. Honestly, I don't really care if a girl has got some softness to her. I mean,
I know that's what right? a woman should be. When did this like become a thing? I think we had 90s? This conversation, like when we were talking about Wonder Woman. Yeah. Oh, I said, I'm going to have Tori watch Wonder Woman on the way home. And you like yelled at me. You're like, no, she doesn't look like Wonder Woman. She looks like a waif.
Yeah, no good. That one, the new Wonder Woman is not like the old Wonder Woman.
That's true.
The old Wonder Woman had shape to her. But I think this is just a product of modern society that women, you know, think that you have to be, you know, waif or very lean or 5% and under for body fat.
I don't even know what that means.
I know, to be, you know, an ideal, like, appearance. I mean, what ideal for what? Putting on a pair of jeans. Okay. Like I think
who even wears jeans anymore?
I think a woman should look strong and capable of taking care of her family and herself. And I think that does not come with a frail appearance, and blaming barbell training for your lack of control over your nutrition is a cop-out, and you've got bigger problems to manage, than that. You've got some emotional things to work through. And barbell training actually helps a lot of people with that struggle because it focuses on performance and it helps you fuel performance. But if you're going to pig out, you're going to gain weight, and it's got nothing to do with the barbell. But it is true that when you stop lifting, you will lose weight, but you won't look like you want to look. Things will become soft. You will lose shape and you will lose weight, but you'll lose muscle and bone density. And your skin will change, and the way that you appear in clothing will change. And so there's a trade-off. So if you tighten up your nutrition and you get strong, you'll look really fit. And, you know, sorry, guys, the barbell, like Raina said, doesn't have any magical powers. I wish it did.
I feel like it sometimes does, just not in the negative way that they're talking about.
Yeah, that's true. Emotionally. I mean, it is the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. And everything centers around my lifting and my dogs.
That's true. Mostly your dogs, I think.
But every woman who's a lifter listening to me right now knows, they know darn well that when they eat right and lift heavy, they're happier with their appearance. So don't blame us or the barbell for your weight gain. Take responsibility for your actions. And remember, weight loss can come at a high price when you get older. You will be frail, you will be sorry. So don't blame the barbell. Embrace the barbell. Love
it. I like that.
Love it. Train with it. Get strong. Tighten up your nutrition. Take responsibility.
Right. Be a good example for your daughter. You don't want to hear that from your daughter. I would kill myself if I heard my daughter, you know, speak that way about any sport.
Yeah.
Like blaming a sport for her appearance.
Because you would know that she has an insecurity and she's not facing it. And it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. The people who quit lifting, who used to lift, always come back to me and tell me they're not happy with their body. Over time, when you get older, things fall apart and it's not going to sustain itself without strength training, people. Sorry, bad news. You need the weights. You need the barbell. You just got to fuel performance and stop pigging out. So I mean, I'm telling you, there's some hot people out there who are lifters who are doing it right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would give you Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this has been a fun episode. Thank you for submitting your questions.
Yes, we love hearing from you guys. You could submit to us via Instagram at IronMomsUSA. Mm-hmm. We love hearing from you, so keep sending it in. And we can't wait to see you guys on Straight Talk next week.
That's right. Straight Talk next week. Stay tuned.